This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States' top diplomat is in London for a week of talks with his counterparts from the G7, Group of Seven Richest Countries. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting Monday with leaders from Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. Russia is expected to be a focus, with the group looking at ways to counter Moscow's disinformation and propaganda campaigns. It's the first in-person G7 meetings in nearly 2 years because of the pandemic. Host Britain also invited Australia, South Korea, and India. International aid is pouring into India as its coronavirus death toll hit another grim record. Nearly 3,700 deaths were reported Sunday, the most in one day, with another day of nearly 400,000 new cases of COVID-19 found across India. Long lines were seen at vaccination centers over the weekend as the disease overwhelms the healthcare system, as well as crematoriums and graveyards. The U.S., Russia, Britain, France, and Germany are among countries trying to help with things like India's medical oxygen shortage. Argentina's coronavirus count hit 3 million on Sunday as medical workers say hospitals are at full capacity despite toughened government measures to bring down the spread of infections. The government of President Alberto Fernandez this week unveiled a new round of restrictions as a second wave batters the country, filling up intensive care units and setting new daily records for cases and deaths. A doctor says Argentina's health system does not support one more patient and is already overflowing. He says the key to recovery would be speeding up its stalled vaccination campaign. This is VOA News. Chad's military rulers named a new government on Sunday, nearly 2 weeks after the battlefield death of President Idriss Déby, but leading opposition figures are rejecting the appointments. Déby's death last month on the front lines in a fight against rebels ended his 30-year rule and sparked a crisis in the Central African country. A military council run by Déby's son seized power after he died and promises to hold elections within 18 months. France backs the council, but the opposition and rebels dismiss the takeover as a coup and as a continuation of an old order they'd hoped to erase. Algeria's president is urging his government to deal with mounting social anger. Unemployment is at 15%, and soaring prices and shortages of basic food items are deepening the country's economic crisis. Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune said on Sunday improvements are needed in education and health sectors. Firefighters were among protesters not far from the headquarters of the Algerian presidency. They say police broke up a demonstration with tear gas. Myanmar security forces opened fire on protesters on Sunday, killing at least 8 people in some of the biggest demonstrations against military rule in days, 3 months after a coup plunged the country into crisis. Local media reports the protests were coordinated with demonstrations to mark what organizers called the Global Myanmar Spring Revolution. The protests come in the wake of the February 1st ouster of the government led by Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. The French Health Ministry reported 113 new coronavirus deaths in hospitals on Sunday, the lowest since October, on the eve of an easing of some of the country's COVID restrictions. France began its third national lockdown at the end of March to tackle a surge in cases. From Monday, a restriction limiting people to a 10-kilometer radius from their homes will be lifted, and more schools will partly reopen. The country is still weeks away from relaxing a nightly curfew and allowing cafes, bars, and restaurants to offer outdoor service. And bullfighting fans returned to Madrid on Sunday for the first time since the start of the pandemic, with several thousand spectators allowed into a ring in the Spanish capital. Fans had assigned seats and had to wear face masks. Spain's bullfighting industry has been hard hit, but the timing has political implications. Sunday was the final day of official campaigning for Madrid's important regional election on Tuesday. Health officials have warned against holding large events, and football matches are still played at empty stadiums. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.